verses 25 to 26 and 28 to 31. This can be found on page 642 in the Old Testament. So Proverbs 31, beginning to read at verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and with the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Her children rise up and call her happy, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. So obviously this morning is Mothering Sunday, and that was a section of Proverbs 31 that's specifically about a mother. And this morning, instead of a conventional sermon or talk or anything usual like that, we're actually going to hear from a group of women in the church who are at different places along the stage of motherhood. I'm going to ask those, what is it, five? Yeah. Those five women in the church, would you mind coming up now and we'll get some testimony? So what we've asked these wonderful people to do is to prepare basically, yeah, come on, come straight up. A challenge and a blessing of being a mother or something to do with that from their personal experiences. Come up on the stage, yeah, then we can see you better. And I'm just going to make my way along. Do you want to... Anywhere here is good. People can see you. We've just heard from you, Rose, but I'll start with you again. yeah.
Right. So I am a mother, but obviously I'm a grandparent as well, so I'm in that role. Just a background, which some people know. We have two grandchildren, both 2.5, one boy, one girl. Both our daughters had their first children within the same week, so it was quite a busy week. So, yes, there's the old thing about, like, buses, you wait and wait and wait, and then two in a week. Right, but, I mean, being a grandparent is a joy and a privilege, but it's not a choice. You can't expect it, you can't pressure for it. It happens as it happens. But I'm aware that for many people, it's not an opportunity, for a variety of reasons, and I respect that and I have to appreciate that, because people's circumstances are very different in life. Some people choose not to have children, some people can't have children, some people are not in a position. So that's something that I appreciate. I appreciate the difficulties for others, but for me, as I say, it is a joy and a privilege. And I think I've done the blessing first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So the blessing, I mean, I appreciate and enjoy having grandchildren. I appreciate the time that I have now to just enjoy the way they've developed, their language, their skills that they have, their personalities, the idiosyncrasies, and the time to just enjoy and appreciate that. When I was a parent, young children, there was never any time to actually stand back and appreciate what was going on. You just got through each day, which was a challenge at times, and you didn't have the time to reflect and just enjoy things. So that's what is a blessing with grandchildren. The challenge, apart from the obvious ones of energy to keep going and negotiating skills, especially with two-year-olds, I think the challenge is being diplomatic, knowing with our two daughters, knowing when to say anything. It's easy sometimes to think, gosh, they make it so complicated these days. It was much easier. But I appreciate in 2026, the style and the circumstances around parenting is very different to how it was when our children were young in the late 80s and the 90s. And I've learned to think about that and to think, And now that, you know, I have, I try to offer some thoughts when asked, to say silent when sometimes I think, really? And just to, yes, realise they're the parents and I have a role, which I enjoy, but it's yes. So that's my challenge. I'm trying.
So we've got three adult children and one baby granddaughter, Heidi, in the Netherlands. And I've gone a bit off piste and haven't quite stuck to the remit, but it was 3 minutes or just under when I practiced it. Okay. So I'm very thankful for the church community and Christian holidays such as Lee Abbey that we've prioritised for sharing the upbringing of our children and encouragement in their faith, because it takes a village, and thank you for being the village to raise, help us raise our children. So I'm not sure I've got any great wisdom to share, but just some of my reflections, really. So God sees and understands all of our joys and sorrows. So when we have fun and happy times with our families, the joy of a child or grandchild being born, and when we're worried or crying ourselves to sleep in our pillows and wondering why God doesn't make everything all right. Sometimes it's little children and little worries, and big children, big worries. Sometimes everything's going great, and that's wonderful too. But, you know, we can be referred to have help, child incontinence, child behaviour, child mental health, but God sees and knows it all and loves us and is with us and our families. But so many joys, fun, laughter, questions, discussions, board games, the hat game, for those who know it. But I'm also very conscious of those who long for a partner or children, those whose relationship with or contact with their children or parent is broken or distant or separated by death. God knows and cares deeply. And forgiveness and patience and admitting when we're wrong and saying sorry when we as the parents, not so much as the grandparent, but have acted as like a monster because we're upset or anxious or when we're struggling and don't know how to go on. Be comforted that God does not break a bruised reed or put out a smouldering wick, and he is near to all who call on him. When time together is limited because of distance, we can be thankful for video calls, easier than when we lived abroad when our children were small and we had to post a VHS video home recording to my parents. Sometimes it's little worries or putting our feet in it as new, brand new grandparents with our size 10 shoes. Oh, sorry, offering advice when things are done differently, such as in another country, not sterilising bottles when an early top-up was needed. And and we can still now be worrying about our adult children struggling in their jobs and what to do about that and their own joys and challenges. But God knows, and we can trust him whenever it's difficult. And I'm just very grateful to you for being our dear Christian family, for walking with us and sharing our joys and sorrows and praying for us and our children. And let's do that for each other. Thank you.
Hi, I've got two little girls, Pippa is out there, and one is just over on Daddy over there. the blessing, I think the big one for me is, it sounds strange, but I'm needed. Like, I feel massively more needed than that we're having them in my life. And that is also a challenge, quite a big challenge. And as Nicola said, it takes a village, and that village is my support system. It's incredibly important to me and to my family. We've got my parents, my Jack's parents, we've got all the aunts and uncles, and we've got the entire church family, which, especially when Philippa was first born, the food that everyone made for us was just, again, such a blessing. And it made things a lot easier, not having to cook. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing. and again, it's also a challenge because it's incredibly stressful having someone that needs you almost all the time and needs all of your energy. And that is a lot of pressure as well. And it's difficult sometimes to share that load and to let people help with that. And I mean, Jack's brilliant for that. And the community that we have here is brilliant. Tracy's got Pippa going out there, so I'm very happy about that. And it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that can be shared with people. And I don't have too much more to say. I'm sorry, I wung it a little bit. But thank you.
Yes, I'm Phoebe, if you don't know. We've got two lovely girls already, and there's another little one on the way as well. There's too many blessings and challenges to pick a few, really. But I think the main ones at the moment are challenges just trying to function when you're exhausted and when you don't really feel like you've got anything left of yourself to give. That's a big one. And I think the other main challenge for me is that the world can sound very, very loud. So, and that feels like a constant thing. So discerning the way forward for my children and then for myself as a mother, I think that's a big challenge for me. Just trusting that God's made me to be their mother and trusting that he will in turn lead me as I lead them. And the blessings, in a way I found this harder to write down than the challenges somehow, because I think there's just too many. But the main ones are just the joy they bring, their excitement and enthusiasm for life, the funny things they say and do that make us laugh all the time, and their excitement at a new life coming into the world is so lovely to witness, just really special. They talk about it every day. And one of my favourites is simply how God uses them to remind me of who he is and how he speaks through them, or something they see or do, say or do, is again just really special to witness.
Hi, so I asked actually if I could add something to what's happening this morning, and actually I'm going to add two things. One is actually being the mother of a child with special needs or disabilities, whilst there is a lot of paperwork, a lot of appointments, and a lot of fighting to be heard when they're little, I have to say there are joy, because Keris notices the little things that nobody else notices, and that is a joy. And all those milestones that might come at an odd time or much later, that is a joy. So I just wanted to encourage anybody who's got family or friends in that situation to just remember that. And I didn't know the brief because I asked to add. But I have two children at home, both teenagers, so Keris and her younger brother, who's 17. And then I have four older children who are all settled. Our second daughter has two sons who are 8 and 9, and absolute whirlwinds. I guess one of the challenges when they're older, actually, is they still rely on you, but in totally other ways. There's funny times when they come home, open the fridge and say, oh, you haven't got much in there, have you? And you think, well, actually, there's lots of healthy things in there. There's just maybe not some junky things you're looking for. But, you know, as adults, they still turn to me, and that's an honour, I guess, when things are really tough, they still turn to me. And what I wanted to share was that for the last couple of years, my son and daughter-in-law have been on the adoption journey. It's been really drawn out. And last July, a little boy who was 5 at the time came to live with them. They thought this process would go on much longer, and when a judge reviewed the case last week, he put the adoption through as final.
Thank you, everyone. It's so amazing when you just dip into the congregation and people just come out with these amazing things. which sort of, yeah, we don't need to talk. We don't need anything like that, because God really speaks through people. So we're going to take a time now just to pray before we carry on with the rest of the service. Lord God, I thank you for each one of those people who came to speak to us just now. We pray for every blessing and every challenge that they face and experience, and pray that your spirit would permeate and be in that. We pray for the world that we live in as well this morning. We pray for every conflict, every disaster, every troubling thing that's going on that we see in the news or that we hear about. And we pray again that your Holy Spirit would permeate that and infiltrate it, and that you would be king in those situations. We pray for our government and our leaders in Parliament and in the church. We pray for our clergy here at St. Mark's and the ministry teams who lead and make all the cogs go round during the week, that your blessing would be on them and that they would reap what they sow. We pray for every ministry that flows out the doors of this church into Laich and Saltney and further afield and into our own front lines, whether that's home, whether it's work, whether it's in the supermarket or in the pub. We pray that you would be king in those places, and that the conversations that come about would be for your benefit and your glory, Lord. And this morning on Mothering Sunday, we pray for people who are finding today a challenge or a difficult one from whatever background or circumstance. And again, we pray that your Holy Spirit would put his arms around those people in those situations, because he knows the depths of our hearts. And we lift the entire church family and everyone here this morning in St. Mark's to you this morning, Lord, and pray for your favour and blessing and mercy this week. And we're going to wrap up praying with the Lord's Prayer, which should come up above my head somewhere. There it is. So we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And I just want to pray one extra prayer over the three guys who got baptized again or renewed their baptism vows this morning. And we just pray that you would know God's blessing and love and favor renewed today and this week and for the rest of your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So before we start singing stuff again, could someone go and let the kids know that we're, well, I don't know if I'm ready for them, but you might be, that we're ready for them. And we're going to go back into a time of worship, so do stand if you're able.
Desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your